a thing. You tell me. And to parents that are doing their level best, I mean, they, you know, they're already working two jobs and they're trying to be home, you know, and then you compare that. I mean, how about a comparison, just as an example, of homeschoolers or micro schoolers? Are their grades, are their testing going to be better than the ones that are doing distance learning right now? We'll talk about that coming up in our next half hour. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? It's easy. I mean, it really is. All you got to do is call me. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 5:30, as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl, you are there with a lot of friendly drivers, I hope. You're mostly bumper-to-bumper right now. 515 westbound at Pecos, 515 eastbound at Main. And that's causing some backups on that transition ramp. People leaving Interstate 15 northbound to go 515 east. Very, very clogged through that area. You have a crash on the right shoulder, 15 north at Tropicana. Another crash, US 95 southbound. That's after Southern Rancho. The left shoulder is blocked in that incident. And we're also getting some slowing down there on the Southern Beltway in Henderson as well. 215 westbound at Valley Verde and 215 west at Gillespie.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. No game this weekend for UNLV football as their game against Colorado State was canceled as a result of a positive COVID-19 test within the UNLV football program. One of three Mountain West games not taking place this weekend. The other two, San Jose State and Fresno State, and then Utah State and Wyoming. That Utah State-Wyoming game was actually supposed to take place last week. The Mountain West schedule is beginning tonight, where Air Force is playing host to New Mexico. And then tomorrow, UNR at home against San Diego State and also Boise State. They are set to play in Hawaii. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Being home for the holidays means more this year, and at Lowe's, you'll find the perfect Christmas tree to make your home merry. Get a live, fresh-cut tree or a GE pre-lit artificial Christmas tree with 500 color-changing lights. Now only $169, was $198. Don't forget the lights, ornaments, and decor. Download the Lowe's app, buy online, and pick up curbside, because a gift for home brings joy to all. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Fresh-cut Christmas tree service in store only. Filed through 11/25, U.S. only.
Exciting developments are in motion. Dell is officially giving out the biggest deals of the year for Black Friday, and there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Whether it's for work, school, or fun, Dell has you covered with doorbusters every weekday. Accelerate all that you do with next-gen XPS and Alienware machines powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, this huge lineup of premium tech is up to $400 off. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, today was a red letter day if you use prescription drugs. If you are a senior, if you are a unhealthy, 25, 30, 40-year-old. Because the president today announced executive orders that are going to reduce the price of prescription drugs. I don't know if there's been a reaction from Joe Biden yet, but there's nothing you can say negative about this. This was phenomenal. Alex Azar, this is cut four, is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's been on the show a number of times. Really nice guy. Really nice guy. And he was celebrating at the White House in the Roosevelt Room these health care announcements. This is cut four. Alex Azar earlier today.
What an extremely exciting day for American health care. On top of the news that you just made today, Pfizer will be filing an application for an emergency use authorization with the FDA for their COVID-19 vaccine that appears to be 95% effective. Within weeks, we could have a decision from FDA, and within 24 hours of that, we will have started distributing millions of doses of safe and effective vaccine to begin protecting our most vulnerable across America. You know, the president mentioned his passion for getting drug prices down, and I can tell you I've seen that firsthand. When I became secretary in January 2018, the very first meeting we had in the Oval Office was to put together our plan for tackling drug prices. It was the number one priority, the president said, for us was getting drug prices down. And in that meeting, we came up with the idea for most favored nation status and for ensuring that the discount prices that Big Pharma was giving to middlemen would get passed on to America's seniors at the pharmacy counter. And almost 2.5 years ago, in May, the president laid out the most comprehensive vision for reforming drug pricing in American history. The president's blueprint was clear. We need to put American patients first, and our drug pricing system too often puts them last. The system had to change. The blueprint called for tackling foreign free riding, for bringing down high list prices, for reducing out-of-pocket costs, and for better negotiation by our government programs. That's what the president has delivered over the last 2 years already, and that's what the president's delivering today with these new historic reforms. We're ending a broken system of shadowy kickbacks that drove prices higher and higher every single year and left so many patients shocked at the out-of-pocket costs that they owe at the pharmacy. We're replacing that system with upfront discounts in Medicare delivered straight to the patient at the pharmacy counter. We're bringing negotiation to the way we pay for the most costly drugs in Medicare, fixing a system where the government just took the price that drug companies offered, paying about twice as much as comparable countries. We're ending a program that's been used by drug companies to jack up prices on older drugs. The president's actions today boldly take on the big drug companies, take on the middlemen, and take on foreign countries free riding off of Americans.
I absolutely love it. I have always wondered, I mean, it's always been one of life's mysteries to me, why the biggest, most powerful nation in the world pays the most for drug prices. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. And it took, you know, think back. Clinton couldn't do this. Jimmy Carter couldn't do this. George H.W. Bush couldn't do it. George W. Bush couldn't do it. Barack Obama couldn't do it. And it took a businessman to figure this out. And it took him almost 4 years to do it. But thank God he made the decision to do it. It's incredible to me that it took this long for the most powerful nation in the world to not just ask, but to demand something from Big Pharma. In fact, I remember distinctly, and I remember who it was that was speaking. It was either South Dakota or North Dakota, Byron Dorgan, a Democrat who was talking during the debate in the Senate on Obamacare. And they were talking about importation of drugs from Canada. Because Canada pays, like, I don't know, what is half of what we pay. And they were close to doing it, and then the Democrats pulled the plug on it. Big Pharma reared its ugly head, and it didn't happen. Anyway, more on this. In fact, the president was out there beating the drum, and God bless him. You know, I don't know how this election is going to turn out. I mean, I'm still praying. I'm still praying out there. But I'll let you hear from the president coming up in our next segment. By the way, you want to join us, you're always welcome to join us. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let our producer, Gentleman Jim Dallas, know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll give you some extra love. We might even move you up in line. And I want to find out from you. This whole notion of, you know, finally prescription drug prices that are reasonable. I mean, you want to talk about the bending the cost curve down? That's what they told us about Obamacare, and of course it wasn't true. That's what this is, bending the cost curve of health care down. And they're going to do it via prescription drugs. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. Don't forget, a Monday morning, those of you getting up at 6 o'clock to listen to Heidi Harris, go back to bed for 3 hours because she'll be on 9 till noon beginning on Monday. I'm really excited for her. And being able to sleep in 3 hours, waking up when it's not dark, yeah, that's going to be kind of a nice thing for her. So, yeah, that's beginning Monday. Be listening 9 to noon. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them. They think the at-fault driver will be the one who actually has to pay.
I'm Kevin Rowe, and the truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. Hurt in a wreck? Need a check? Call Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
Hey, it's Pat Sal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Remember, we had Jim Marchant on the other day. And one of the things we talked about was his lawsuit seeking a new election in the state's 4th Congressional District. He's running against Stephen Horsford. And today, in fact, this afternoon, a Clark County District Court judge denied Marchant and that attempt to force a Clark County into a new election. One of the problems, and this is Judge Gloria Sturman, heard arguments from Craig Mueller, our buddy, and the counsel for the Clark County, Marianne Miller, and a Washington attorney, Kevin Hamilton. One of the things she said is, well, because there are other counties involved, she doesn't have jurisdiction. She only has jurisdiction over Clark County, and that said that her decision revolved around the fact that her court does not have jurisdiction over the, what is it, six other counties in the 4th District. So unless he decides to appeal, and I don't know that he will, or broaden the lawsuit to cover those other six counties, that's unfortunately pretty much what you got. Stephen Horsford looks like he is going to end up winning, I don't know. Would Jim Marchant appeal this? This ruling makes sense, and it's one of the things I had thought about. In fact, I even asked Jim Marchant about it. That, you know, what do you do with these other six counties? And there's not much of an answer. He sued in Clark County. He asked Clark County to do this. But the problem is, the 4th District, as we've talked about, gosh, for years on this program, we've talked about that 4th Congressional District, and it's huge. It's I think it's got Mesquite in it, it's got Ely, it's got Tonopah, maybe? Anyway, but it's a huge congressional district, and you'd have to ask for a statewide re-election. And I don't think that he was going to get it. This does not surprise me. Now, April Becker, her case, I think, has more merit, and she may be still alive. She is also represented by Craig Mueller. So hopefully early next week we'll get Craig Mueller on the show and find out what's shaking on this. I want to go back to the audio sound bites for just a minute. Because Kayleigh McEnany, who happens to be one of my favorites, and I think she's been an amazing presidential press secretary, she was on with Steve Doocy this morning. And I want you to listen to Kayleigh McEnany talking about governor's edicts about the COVID-19. We're awaiting our own Governor Sisolak, King Sisolak edict on what's going to be next for the state of Nevada. So this is Kayleigh McEnany. It's cut one. This was this morning with Steve Doocy on Fox and Friends. Here it is.
We know all across the country, Kayleigh, cases are spiking, unfortunately. And this is the week before Thanksgiving when families are going to be together. And there are a number of governors who are suggesting, look, you don't need to be in a big group, particularly if people are outside your bubble. What do you think of these suggestions and guidelines some of the governors have given in advance of this? Because it is a super contagious disease.
Yeah, I think a lot of the guidelines you're seeing are Orwellian. Let me start by saying the CDC has put out considerations as we prepare to go about Thanksgiving, about socially distancing, wearing masks, doing what you can. And there's a whole list, a page of very good considerations. And in that, they say, we're not recommending a certain number of people, but we are giving considerations that you should put in place. And I think that's the American way. The American people know how to protect their health. We've dealt with COVID for many months, but it's Orwellian in a place like Oregon to say, if you gather in numbers more than six, we might come to your house and arrest you and you get 30 days of jail time. That's not the American way. We don't lose our freedom in this country. We make responsible health decisions as individuals.
Right. And Kayleigh, let me just ask you one follow-up question, and that is this. You know, nobody likes to have anybody tell people what they can and cannot do inside their houses. But it was a number of months ago that the White House effectively said, you know what, we're going to give the power to the governors to decide what to do. These are determinations by the governors, what is required on the ground in their states. So ultimately, didn't the White House say, do what you want to do?
Yeah, of course. It's up to every state to do what they want to do, but there are consequences for those states. In New York, you've seen just this morning, I think Brian noted hundreds of thousands of people who have moved out of the city. So the American people, we're a freedom-loving people. We can make good decisions. We can wash our hands, wear masks, socially distance. But we can also decide in our own personal domicile, our own home, whether we can have our family members present at any given time. That is the American way. That is freedom.
There you go, Kayleigh McEnany. I got to admit, I mean, I think she is the best press secretary. Possible exception of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, but Kayleigh McEnany is just unbelievably good. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you've gotta rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals.
Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million-dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
What did I tell you? I've told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by my friends Steve and Amy Miller. They're great people. Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? Now, if you don't want to waste hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you. And by the way, they'll do it for free. They won't charge you a dime. They'll get you the best bang for the buck. They really honestly will. Call Blue Sky Insurance. In fact, they're waiting right now for your phone call. They are standing by in the office right now waiting for your phone call. Here it is, 702-410-8020. I'm going to give you that number slowly. 702-410-8020. Yeah. Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin sent you. Yeah. And the great thing is, you can give them a little bit of information, spend about 10 minutes, and then they'll call you back in a day or so and say, hey, I got this. Hey, this is going to be better. That's going to be better. Everything's going to be better. And please don't leave it till December 6th to do this. Call them over the weekend. They'd love to hear from you. And it's Blue Sky Insurance. Coming up next week, we hopefully will know more from the governor as to what he has planned for all of us in the state of Nevada. Is he going to close the restaurants? Is dine-in out? Is dine-out going to be okay? The weather's pretty nice during the day. High in the 70s all next week. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us. Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18, and a host of others. It's going to be a fun week. Short week because of Thanksgiving, of course. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Don't forget, Heidi Harris moves 9 till noon beginning next Monday. Please do not call her between 6 and 9. She will not be awake. Till we join you then, yeah, make sure you listen for Heidi. 9 until noon, right here. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psych 3 and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending.